Welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just got my son down to watch Spider-Man and Friends, so I'm
Nice.
feeling successful. So, before we start, the official, little, I want to get to know you a little bit. So, what is your name? What's your username? Well, don't tell me your real name, but what's your username? What do you stream on? What platform and stuff like that?
So I stream under the name of Deputy Doughboy. Stream on Twitch. A mix between console and PC. I'm a variety streamer, just whatever I feel like playing that day.
All right, and what do you like mainly like would prefer to stream on PC or console?
I prefer to stream on PC.
It's much more like what, smoother, much easier.
It just seems like everything's right there, and anything you can get on console, you can get on PC, plus more.
Okay. Well, I'm starting this little mini series of supporting small streamers and I figured this would be a good little thing to get people out there, get people's names noticed, because I'm myself am a small streamer, and I have all these platforms and they're really not going anywhere. So I figured, let's start something with everybody, get a small community
God, bro,
going.
tell me about it. I've been
And
pushing for affiliate for like probably 4 or 5 months now,
4 or 5 months. That well, it's
if
not
not
that
more.
long. I pushed for like I've been streaming for 2 years and I just hit affiliate like not even 3 months ago.
I'll say fair warning, I do have a cat and she likes to be very vocal, so keep hearing her.
It is all right. I have two cats and an annoying ass dog.
Sure, you've seen in the Discord where drama will mention her, warding off ghosts.
Warding off ghosts, yes. So
Okay.
we're gonna start off with some, little small questions since, it's a podcast about gamers. We're gamers, we play video games. And so my first question I want to ask is, what is your favorite video game of all time?
Halo Combat Evolved, by far. I grew up with it. It's my favorite.
It's not that bad of a game. I mean, I'm a PlayStation guy. I play PlayStation, but don't get me wrong, I've had my share of Xbox days and I love Halo. I'm thinking once I get my paycheck, just buy an Xbox console just to play Halo.
I say go for it.
Okay, so with that being said, what game you thought you'd like, but you actually hated?
Game that I thought I'd like, but actually, I'm probably gonna catch some flack for this one, but Far Cry 4, or not Fallout 4. I just not happy with it at all.
Well, which one was it? I'm sorry, I was my mind was somewhere else.
You're good.
Dazed.
Fallout 4.
Oh, come on. Fallout 4
I
was the greatest.
know. I if I'm being honest. New Vegas was leaps and bounds better, in my opinion.
If we're going there, the Outer Worlds was better than both of them.
I haven't tried Outer World yet. I need to,
It's
I
by
just
the
haven't gotten around to it.
Same people that made New Vegas.
That's what I read. I just haven't had a chance to really sit down and play it yet.
I actually like it. But with that being said, what's a really popular game everyone seems to love but you don't like?
Fortnite.
Look,
No, no effort put in
there
that.
because I play a little bit of Fortnite, not religiously, like that bitch ninja, but my thing about Fortnite, if you are famous for literally defeating children, it's really not much of a game. But that's just my opinion.
I mean, that's fair. It's just I have nothing against it per se as far as the game. I was never a huge fan of the fan base, especially early on. And then I've tried playing it three different times on three different occasions, and every time it's not my game. I'm not a huge Battle Royale fan, and I just don't like the layout, the way it plays. Not for me.
Yeah, that's a fair analogy. That is a very fair analogy. So if you had to marry the last video game character you played, who would it be?
That I played?
Yeah.
But the last games were that I played.
We play so many, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. And what's harder on that one is half the games that I played don't really have characters. They just sort of have character models.
True. That's fair. I couldn't blow it up over. I'm sorry. It has a hole in it. Yeah, I know. Sad
I guess
story.
If we're going to go based on game, probably Ciri from The Witcher 3.
That is not a bad – that's not a bad not a bad thing. So, I agree with you.
Geralt's
on that
a
one.
Close second, too. Just
oh, my God. Out there.
I can't say no to that, man.
Oh, my God. So, with you being a small streamer, what is your target audience? Because, you know, some people have a target audience. What would you think is yours?
Definitely the, I'll say, 16 and up crowd. Mostly because I'm not one that likes to filter myself. There's a reason I put a content warning on my Twitch channel, yeah. Because my language is out there, and I appeals to kids. Never have.
I mean, you're not wrong, me either. If I'm famous, it's going to be from, you know, grown adults liking my stuff.
Oh, yeah. My jokes are off the wall when they want to be. No holds barred. And for me, everybody's a target, and I mean it in all good fun, but...
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's safe if I feel like we're close or we hit it off really well. I'm a mess with you.
All right. Well, hang on 1 second. Little short break so I can get my son back in the living room because he ain't listening.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
All right. That's the life of being. Come here, Dean. That's the life of being a podcaster and gamer. Got a parent first, then. Then the pluses come later. Go sit at your table with it, please. Don't squeeze it.
All I've got's the cat, so while I understand, I don't.
All right, so with that being said, out of all the streamers, do you watch? Like, because I know a lot of people that stream but don't watch other streamers. Do you watch other streamers? No, Dean, table.
I do. I don't watch them nearly as religiously as I used to, just because I don't really have the time. And if I'm going to put my time into it, that means I'm going to be the one that's behind the camera, not watching somebody. But
Touché.
I watch a lot more smaller streamers than I do big streamers.
You see, I try my damnedest to watch smaller streamers because I have watched two big streamers before with over like 2 million followers, 2 million subscribers. And from what I see, it is all about money. It's never about the enjoyment of the game. Like, take Ninja, for instance. He's not doing it for everybody else. He's doing it for himself because that's a paycheck. We're doing it because we find enjoyment in what we're doing, and for someone to come in our live stream and be like, "Hey, man, I love this game. You know, let's talk about it." That's what we want because we could have never done that as kids. You know, because when video games as a kid, you were beat up for it and bullied for it, but now it's cool.
Right, and if you don't mind me going off on a little tangent,
go ahead.
That's honestly the biggest thing that got me into streaming. Not even necessarily the gaming aspect of it, but in my real life, I'm more of a shy, well-conserved person. I don't really talk to people unless I know them or get to know them super close. So my circle's very close, very tight-knit. But when I get behind the camera and I'm playing something, or even just doing like a just chatting stream, I don't care who's in the chat. I'm down to talk to anybody and everybody.
It's kind of like a place to relieve some stress from the outside.
Yeah, it's a place to be me that I want to be, but for some reason can't be outside of it, if that makes sense.
That makes a hell of a lot of sense, and I praise you for being one of the many that understand what or why most of us play video games and why most of us stream, because that's the reason I'm starting this series, because not everybody understands small streamers. Some people just see him and be like, oh my God, he's not popular. Why on earth should I watch him when Ninja or Tim the Tatman or whoever else is streaming right now? And they're a lot more fun. And no, it doesn't go that way. You watch streams for the comedy. You watch streams for the content. You watch streams to create a community.
Right, exactly. So,
and it's hard with being affiliate because, you know, you have a new set of rules and you have a new set of, like, terms and conditions from the original ones that you would go with on the Twitch server and whatnot. I mean, obviously, some are the same because, you know, you're streaming on a live platform. You don't want to piss off nobody. Right. So you got all that. So it is increasingly a lot harder as an affiliate because you have to find ways to engage with the audience in a way that, you know, your family, your friends, your whatever, they're not, I don't consider anybody that follows me, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you know, Twitch, I don't consider none of them fans. I consider them, you know, like friends and family. I get to know them, talk to them. But whenever you're an affiliate, your aim for an affiliation in Twitch is to have subscribers. YouTube, it's easy. Simply just click a button, you're subscribed to that, you know, that channel. They get paid for views, whatnot. You get paid from Twitch from subscribers. So you have to find ways to be like, okay, well, look, you know, because me, I hate asking people because it makes me feel like a stingy little bastard. But, you know, it's but, hey, guys, you know, if y'all don't want ads or because that's how I say mine. You know, if you don't like ads and you don't want to see them, go ahead and give a subscribe. If you don't want to follow, it's as long as you're here having a good time. That's all that matters.
Right.
So on to my next question. What was the first game you ever remember playing?
First game I ever remember playing. It wasn't even an so what it really turned out to be was one of those cheap plug and play sets that you could buy pretty much, especially around Christmas time. They always showed up at like a mall or somebody just happened to have them.
Characters on it.
Well, it was almost like a knockoff NES. But worse.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about.
It had all the old school ROMs, yes. But it showed like, you know, 1,500 games plus, but it was all the same seven games, just renamed 1,000 times.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was one of those. That was my earliest memory when it comes to games.
All right, and I have a serious one for you now. Now, don't worry. I don't know if, you know, your boss is going to listen to this or not, but have you ever pretended to get sick or to be sick to get out of something so you could play a game?
I've pretended to be sick a lot of times. I don't think I've ever done it to play a game. I'm a little bit more patient than that.
I was not. When Elden Ring came out, I pretended to be sick so I could play Elden Ring.
Oh, my God.
I was so excited for that game to come out.
Yeah, I've pretended to be sick. God knows how many times, and I don't care who hears it at this point. Part of my namesake for my channel is I was a prior deputy before I got into what I'm doing now. I worked as a jail deputy for a year. And for anyone who doesn't know and is looking into getting into law enforcement, if you are thinking about starting off in a jail, I highly recommend against it unless you have that just brick wall of a personality, because it's a tough job, and it's not for everyone. I put up with it for a year, and I hated it. But
yeah, I work security at a casino, so I know what drunk people are like, at least.
At least them, you can kick them out and hope you don't have to see them again. Where I was at, if they leave, they probably come back within a few hours to a few days. You can't escape
it. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, and we were so short-staffed that there were times, I'll openly admit, I abused my sick leave just so I could get a day off.
Hey, I don't blame you.
So,
but
never to play again.
I remember back whenever, you know, I was a, you know, immature little, you know, 18-year-old who thought he knew everything, and I was in and out of jail. I remember I went to jail. I went to the drunk tank because I was drunk and I was drunk in public. And I got out the next day, was already back 2 hours, 3 hours later.
Yeah, we had plenty of people that did that.
Okay, so back onto the game stuff. Do you prefer multiplayer games or to go solo?
So that honestly all depends on my mood. I don't really have a preference. If it's a game where you can get if there's a lot of interaction and the multiplayer is based around interacting, I can enjoy that. But if it's a really good story-driven game, like, for example, Halo or The Witcher or like Skyrim, which are some of my favorite games, they're super story-driven. They're really well-written. They're really well-done, and they just look good. And I can invest hours into it and not realize it. So it really all just depends on what the purpose is for me gaming that day. Like, when we play Phasmophobia, it's super required to involve with each other, to interact with each other. So I enjoy that. But, like,
okay.
I couldn't play – I'm not a huge fan of, like, for example, Fortnite or Battle Royale games. Unless you're working in a team, I really don't see the point.
So Apex, what would you say about Apex?
It looks fun. I haven't had a chance to play it.
I mean,
I've heard nothing but great things about it. And again, if you're working with people, I'm sure it's great. But if I was doing it by myself, I probably wouldn't enjoy it.
If you have the right set of team, like if you can get two people that know how to play and actually play, you can get far along. Because if you watch my streams, you'll see that we don't win every game. We right. do not. We lose a lot. And I'm not going to say we because I can't speak for my squad mates, but I die a lot. And it's just all about having fun with it. You know, if you die, laugh it off, go on to the next one. And because there's always a game waiting. There's always another server to go to play. So if video games did not exist anymore, what would you do?
I have a pretty extensive art background, so I'd probably just do something with that. Sculpting, okay. prop making, painting, something.
And out of all the video games that we play, because there's a lot of them, who would be your favorite villain out of every one video game that you've played?
Honestly, the Arkham Asylum version of Joker, or really just the Arkham Stories version of Joker. I love it. I love the character design. His art is just beautiful. I love it.
Finally, someone said it. The actual, an actual depiction of the Joker.
And I only say that because I looked up and I had a little statue of it. And I was like, yep.
Exactly. You know, because, a lot of people don't really – for those who don't read comic books or know lore about the Joker, his skin is pale white. He didn't paint it that way. His skin is pale white because the shit that he fell in. And Arkham just – they did it in the Michael Keaton film. They did that, made his skin pale white, which was cool. But a lot of people like Jared Leto, Heath Ledger, Joaquin Phoenix, all people that's portrayed the Joker in live-action film has yet, besides Jack Nicholson, to incorporate the pale skin.
Well,
but
on that note, real quick, I wouldn't necessarily go so far as to say Jared Leto didn't, because if you look, his whole body's pale, but it's not like dark white pale. So they tried. I know what they were going for, but they didn't quite pull it off the way I wish they would have.
They disappointed me.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all. So if you could be, and you know, because I've been sponsored by two companies so far. Not really sponsored, I've just been like affiliated. It's really not a, you know, a sponsor. But if you could be sponsored, like full on paid for and everything, by one company for your stream, who would it be?
Probably Gamer Subs. I like their
Gamers dub.
product. Gamer Subs. Like
Okay.
the, and this is going to be a controversial statement, but it's like the better version of G Fuel, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing, but without the crash.
Yeah, I've had G Fuel before. You are not incorrect about that.
But the products are good. They're super fluid with their sponsors. Like Russian Badger, I know, has a deal with them. The Cold Ones podcast, Misfits, who are all people that I absolutely love their content. And they're just like, yeah, do your thing. Go for it.
Well, I will never ask to be sponsored by Raise again or affiliated by Raise again. Raise Energy, I don't
Really?
know if you've heard of them or not.
I have heard of them.
They uploaded this ad not too, well, a few years back saying we're looking for, you know, sponsors. They said the word sponsors in their little ad. So I was like, oh my God. They said small streamers and sponsors. This could be a big break for me. So I sent in all my information. I said, hey, yo, I got like 60,000 people following me on TikTok. You know, I got about a couple thousand following me on Instagram, a couple hundred on Twitter, and a couple hundred on Twitch. I said, look, I am an all-around platformer. Please help me, you know, get my feet off the ground. And they're like, oh, well, we got all of our sponsors done, but we can put you in our affiliate program. And of course, I didn't know what that meant at the time, so I took it. I was like, okay, affiliate, woohoo. Woohoo. No, I had to pay for my own products
Oh, for
to
sure. You're basically just a brand ambassador at that point. You're like,
exactly.
look, I buy it. You should buy it too. That's really all
And
that is. And no, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
at first I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And then I started realizing, wait a minute, why am I buying my own stuff? If they're supposed to pay me or sponsor me, why am I buying my own stuff? So I dropped them about a year ago, and I'm actually officially sponsored now by something called Dubby Energy.
I've heard of Dubby. I saw their ads actually where they were looking for people to sponsor.
Yeah, and they
But
actually sponsor you, so it's one of the
okay.
good ones. So, do you have merch for your channel yet?
Not yet. I personally have not gotten to the point where I feel like it would be beneficial to put out merch. I don't feel like I don't want to say fan base, but my
Community.
community has grown to the point where, one, there would be any real pushback on me in a good way that it would be worth it, but two, like I said, I haven't even been able to get affiliated yet, so I don't feel like I have enough people consistently watching me that would buy it. And I think it's the artist mindset of myself, which I beat myself up over it, but I am my worst critic kind of thing. So
Oh yeah, we are
maybe one
all.
day soon.
All right, so I'll ask you about two more questions because you know the wife wants to call me and talk to me real quick.
Okay.
So my second to last question is, when you know say you get affiliate and say you get big out there, what is one thing you will reflect on as a streamer?
Definitely the people who got me into it and pushed me to keep going with it. Because there have been plenty of times that I've just, like, it's not going anywhere. I'm done.
And then you had the people to boost you up.
Exactly.
Okay. And my last question for you tonight is, what do you hope to get out of this podcast that you joined in tonight?
I hope not only for my benefit that I can get some new people to come out and actually see who I am and hopefully enjoy what they see, but also just let other people who are just now getting, who are just getting into streaming or thinking about getting into streaming, hopefully I can give them that little bit of motivation of, even if you think you're not going to do anything with it, just go ahead and do it. If not for the view count or for the community, just do it for yourself. I got into it strictly as a hobby because one of my coworkers was like, yeah, I'd stream. You should try it out. So I did. And nobody watched for the first few months of me playing, but I don't know. I liked knowing that there was always the possibility that someone could sit in and see what I was doing and maybe have a conversation with them, because I want my streams to kind of be like the, you're going over to a friend's house and watching them play a game. It's all just good fun, having a conversation and just sitting around the TV kind of thing.
Okay.
So hopefully I can get people to understand that, do it for you. If nothing else, do it for yourself.
All right. So one last thing, what is your Twitch? Where do people have to go to see your Twitch?
You can find me at twitch.tv/deputydoughboy. That is all one word, and boy is spelled B-O-I.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard me talk with Deputy Doughboy, which that's a nice little name. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that's a nice little name. The name of this podcast will be Who Will You Be? It's a little mini-series I'm starting on Anchor as we speak as a podcast. Tomorrow there will be one. I will find someone in our Discord also to interview as a podcast. So make sure to keep up with this this series, and you guys will be able to find out new streamers, new content, and new stuff to enjoy. I've been Senpai. This has been Deputy Doughboy. I have to keep reading it because it's funny. hope you guys had fun listening, and we will see you on Twitch later, everybody.
Bye.
Later, man.
See ya.